The Aaron's Call project was inspired by the case of an Irishman, Joseph Gill, whose death in England in 2022 prompted a search for his family. The 86-year-old had been living in a nursing home in Birmingham and had lost touch with home. The man who helped track down his relatives is the CEO of Aaron's Call, Padraig Grennan. He's been telling us about Joseph Gill and how the initiative came to be.
Your listeners may recall the case because it came to kind of public prominence, if you like. His remains were being held by Birmingham City Council at the time, and an appeal went out. They had a name and a date of birth and a place of birth. An appeal went out to the public in Ireland to see if anybody was the next of kin of Mr. Gill, but the details that they had were incorrect. And I noticed the appeal several times and nobody seemed to be coming forward. That's when we decided to get involved, and we quickly realised at the time that the information was incorrect. He was born in a different county, and the date of birth was out by one day. So through the process of elimination, we were able to find who the correct Mr. Gill was, the correct birth certificate, and from there we could piece together and find his next of kin.
Because as a result of the commercial side of your business, you have the expertise, the experience, the contacts to be able to carry out these sort of investigations.
Well, that's it. We work for the likes of the legal profession mostly, whereby they're administering estates. They might have somebody named in a will that they can find, but they've got a scenario where there's some or no known next of kin. And we have to piece together the family tree. We present the report to the lawyers who are administering the estate, and they then can distribute the estate. So you're right. I mean, we do this in a professional capacity as opposed to like a kind of hobby genealogy, if you like. Mm-hmm. And estates are distributed based on our conclusion.
But in the case of this initiative, Aaron's Call, this is something which you're offering as a free service, pro bono.
It is indeed. And it really, I have an interest in the Irish diaspora myself. I'm a former director or trustee of Safe Home Ireland, which provides support services to Irish immigrants overseas who are looking to return home. So I have a background with the diaspora, and obviously with the type of work we do and the expertise that we have, we felt that, you know, this service could be of real benefit to members of the diaspora overseas who are destitute, maybe don't have any family to look after them, don't have the know-how or the means to either find their family or to make their way back home in the latter stages of their life. So it is a pro bono initiative, and we hope to link in with all of the Irish immigrant support services, both in Ireland and overseas, just to raise awareness that this service exists, and we'll do it for free.
So is this then primarily aimed at people who left Ireland perhaps decades ago, who lost contact with their families and communities, but now either want to resume contact, but don't know where to start, or want to actually come back home and return?
Well, it's both. That's the thing. Exactly as you say, Brian, with people who left years ago, and people often wondered, where did my Uncle Johnny end up? They've lost contact. That individual might need help or may not want to be found is the other thing. Well, obviously, we have to respect everybody's privacy. But the other scenario is somebody who's moved away and maybe didn't have any family, things didn't work out as they would have hoped when they were leaving Ireland, and they need help then finding their family back home. So it's a two-way thing because of the way the diaspora works, the amount of Irish that are here, but obviously overseas.
You mentioned people who may not want to be found, who may not want to have contact. How can you reassure people that privacy will be respected?
Well, what we always say to anybody who contacts us in relation to any cases like this, we have to respect the privacy of the person that we're trying to find. So what we would say is if we find that individual, obviously we would explain why we're making contact and ask them if they're happy for us then to provide that person's contact details to our client, if you like. But our clients are made aware at the outset, if it's a no-no, that's the end of the process as far as we're concerned. We don't pass over the information.
Padraig Grennan there of Aaron's Call.